Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Hahn, hot dog straws, and Star Trek. It's coming up right after this.
We start here?
Yes, you idiot.
Oh, all right. First off, we'd like to take our hats off to the organizers of Black Expo. They did a fine job.
Yes, sir. Black Expo did a fine job of showcasing the many contributions of African Americans to our society. And in the interest of fair play and equal time, we'd like to inform you of a somewhat lesser known event.
That's correct. It's the White Trash Expo.
Yes, sir. The first annual White Trash Expo will be held in the abandoned Ames store in Mars Hill.
That's right. And White Trash Expo will feature lectures, symposiums, seminars, concerts, and a tattoo booth.
White Trash Expo kicks off with the food symposium entitled Our Dietary Cultural Heritage. Spam, Velveeta, Cheese Whiz, and Wonder Bread.
And Turkey Franks. Finally, Thanksgiving is simplified.
Also, the Reverend Billy Bob Hooker's.
No, that's Hooker.
Oh, Hooker. The Church of the Holy Bonanza Cashflow will present his lecture entitled
How Come So Many People Are Different Than Us and Why We Should Hang Them.
White Trash Expo will also feature the instructional symposium Making Fun of Things We Don't Understand, a Hoosier Tradition.
Plumber's Butt Crack Exposure, Faux Pas or Fashion Statement, a Working Man's Guide.
Also featured at this year's White Trash Expo from the Hendricks County Committee for High Tone Community Values, it's the instructional program, 3 Steps to Decency in Society.
That's right. Step 1. Removing X-rated videos from stores and burning them.
Step 2, banning that darned Constitution altogether.
Yes, sir. And step 3, how to salvage smoke-damaged videos for fun on Saturday night. It's all at the White Trash Expo. And don't forget the Miss White Trash Expo America pageant.
It's just like Miss America, except we guarantee the winner will be a white chick with great big floppy...
It's all White Trash Expo.
And do not miss our special sensitivity training seminars entitled
Why Can't I Use the Term Negro Anymore?
And What's So Darn Gay About Being Queer?
The White Trash Expo!
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Krister!
I'm Chick McGee. Apparently there's confusion about
my
name.
We'll put that to bed. It's Chick McGee.
Here's Tom Griswold. And we have a special guest. One of the legends is here.
Comedian Greg Hahn has joined us in
everybody.
The studio.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Microphone on, please.
Come on. Is it on? Is it on?
It's on.
Testing. 1, 2. Hey, how are you? Where are you from? What are you doing?
No,
how are you?
It's not on.
Are we on? Am I on or off? I'm better off.
No, I'm looking at the... It's on.
It's on and it's coming into my...
What's going on? How are you?
Stat, we got a problem. Tom can't hear the headphones. Tom can't hear the microphone.
No, my headphones are broken. There we go.
How about that?
I actually see what the problem is. Is over here. I'll fix it while you guys talk.
Okay. Testing. 1, 2.
Okay. There's Josh is getting up and he's turning the button on.
That's for Greg.
It's
fixed. We're good. Okay. We can go.
This is the microphone?
We can go from here. Thank you very much. Greg Hahn, how are you, sir? It's good
can
to
anybody
see
hear me? Hey!
There
great.
We go.
Yes, we can.
I love it. Beautiful, man. Are you paying it forwards? Are you trying to be a good person? Paying it forwards?
I like that paying it forward.
Not me. I'm paying it backwards.
How does that work?
Oh, yeah. I'll go through the toll booth. I'll say, hey, see that lady in the car with the kids behind me? She's got this. Then I step on it.
Yeah.
That works. Give her the opportunity to be a good person.
That's great. It's always a great pleasure to see you, Mr. Hahn.
Thanks for having me. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's lots of guys out there going on dates. They got to know how to do it.
Yeah.
Let the lady talk. Let her talk.
Oh, yeah, that's it?
You don't talk. Don't brag. Guys brag. You know, like I'm a VIP member of Sports Clips. I don't bring it up.
No.
I've got outstanding penmanship. My head is waterproof. I try not to mention it.
Yeah.
Let her talk. Get her ask her questions to get her going.
Yeah.
Like, hey, are those your feet? Like, good questions. You know?
Yeah.
Open-ended. Make them open-ended. Hey, do you like stuff?
Oh, that's good.
Give her the psychological test. Like, what kind of an animal would you be if you were a squirrel? Like,
yeah. They can think.
If it goes well, don't call her for 3 days. 4 days. Don't call her for 4 days after the date.
Why?
If it goes well. You know that, right, Willie?
No. Mm-hmm.
Don't call her, man. Don't be like me. I call her in 4 minutes, and then every 4 minutes until the authorities are surrounding my house. That's me. I'm working on it.
That's right.
So you're saying slow it down.
I call her while I'm driving her home. Yeah.
Okay. Greg Hahn is our guest. Greg is a distinguished comedian, and distinguished in that he's
distinguished from other
comedians, and that he's a lunatic. Greg, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but there's a thing that's going on right now, these so-called viral videos. You're familiar with these?
Yes.
Something will suddenly happen, and then it's suddenly everywhere. And typically, they emerge on things like TikTok, so you get thousands and thousands of sheep slash lemmings slash morons that will do whatever dumb thing this is. For example, eating Tide Pods and other things to thin the herd. Now, we had an interesting video last week in which a Yankee fan, New York Yankee,
right?
Not Doodle, but New York Yankee fan, took a hot dog.
Not Doodle!
Yes.
Not Doodle.
No. Can you imagine all the people driving around that thought he meant a Yankee Doodle fan?
Yeah. Right. Again, I'm talking to Mr. Hahn. So, as you know, when you talk with Greg Hahn,
I don't know what he meant.
Clarity is of the essence. Very important.
I used to worry about it and ask, but I just let it.
Yeah. So, Greg Hahn, the procedure is,
yes,
you take a hot dog.
Right.
You take a straw, you pierce the hot dog lengthwise.
Right.
Okay. And then when you remove the straw, then you have a hole the length of the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then this gentleman used that hot dog as a straw to drink a beer.
Yes.
Now, we spent most of the show yesterday trying this with various beverages, it was good with some, not with us. I kind of enjoyed it. I even drank coffee. A little bit of a Bloody Mary and soda water. They were all good, but I like salty tasting things.
Right.
Well, hot dogs. Dog eater?
Yeah, I love hot dogs.
Well, perfect, like hot because dog. We have Jess Hooker here who's bringing in a hot dog, and we are going to ask you to try.
Hey!
We have a beer for you.
Holy hell.
Man, you're lucky I didn't drink that beer already. I saw it in the fridge.
Man, we got a tall boy.
Great. No, we're going to pour some into a cup.
What a day.
Now, have you already created the hot dog straw, or does he have to do it himself?
Yes.
That's the fun of it.
This requires some manual dexterity. And a certain skill level that
and towels.
Are you good with your hands?
I'm good with everything.
Yeah, we need to get
Josh
him some
just
towels.
Asked me if I drink. What? All right.
Here I have.
It was very kind of you, Josh. It was very conscientious.
All right, he's doing
I have some paper towels, Josh.
Can we start
in case this gets ugly over there.
He's augering the hot dog right now.
Right through.
There you go.
Try to get it towards the center.
That's right. Okay. That's
we got
trick.
It. We're good.
You're okay. Much better.
Well, no, that's probably not enough.
What's
you got to ream it with the.
With the straw.
Now Tom suggests leaving the shish or the
leave the stick in, and then you kind of use that as a guide.
Well, look at that. He's a natural at this.
He seems to be doing pretty well.
How do you get the hot dog?
You suck the meat out.
It's out.
That was gross.
That's now, out.
Is that a cooked hot dog? By the way,
either one.
Now you remove the straw.
Take the straw out. See, that's the whole point.
And then what we recommend is go ahead and take a bite off of that. Yeah, there you go. He knows. The man knows what he's doing.
Delicious.
He's a natural.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Here you go. You
now,
poke her in there. And
now, so there you go. He's sucking the beer.
That is great. I'm done talking for the show.
Yeah.
Nothing like a nice morning beer.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
Dog breakfast. Hey,
give him some paper towels.
They're here.
Got a nice clean shirt on. You don't want to ruin that. Okay.
Very good. Oh, okay, I'm good.
Gosh. Okay.
Oh, man, this is delicious.
You don't have to drink it all. Just want to try.
Hey, the man likes it.
Yeah.
It's awfully early. For
you don't want to squeeze the hot dog too hard because the beer flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're moving.
Yeah. Seems to, that's happened to me with some dates. Hey, you want to loosen up there? My eyes are watering.
Turn on 38 special, baby. Delicious. Yeah. Well, this is good.
As Marlon Brando said in Last Tango in Paris, that's no subway strap. Moment, I'll lighten your grip.
Give me a push.
What was happening, Christy? Greg, you don't have to drink the whole beer.
I don't want to waste it.
That's right.
Why don't you leave him alone? Mind your own business.
Why are you bothering our guest?
This worked much better than I thought it would.
Waste not sober.
Me Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, we all tried it yesterday, although I think Ace's try was pretty half-hearted.
Yep.
So the only person who hasn't tried it is Pat Godwin.
Yes, right. I have a lot of equipment over here.
Oh, what do you have?
I have an organ here. And
I'm sorry. I thought you meant
No, no. The hot dog? You don't have a hot dog in there?
No.
Yeah, no. We're going to work on getting Pat in here a little bit later on.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And we've made arrangements. And Pat does not drink alcohol.
No.
So we've made some special
arrangements. As far as we know.
Just the heavy medication and the street drugs.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you got to draw the line. Yeah, body's a temple.
It's called a cross addiction. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure out something for Pat. In the meantime... I thought we would start with a story. I've got a little bit of a kind of a theme music.
Well, wait a minute, because we have a hot dog story. We have to do that.
Yes.
We have a hot dog story?
Oscar Mayer has combined two summer staples, hot dogs and popsicles, into a single treat they're calling the cold dog.
Oh, no. Oh,
the frozen pop reportedly tastes like the brand's hot wiener and is even topped with a mustard swirl.
Oh.
According to CNN, the cold dog is now on sale at $2 at select pop bar locations in Long Beach, New York City, New Orleans, and Alpharetta, Georgia.
No thanks.
It's just a cold hot dog on a stick.
Well, it says it tastes like a hot wiener, but it's a cold dog on a stick.
Hmm.
Now, Christy, you have frozen hot dogs at your house, but you have two daughters.
Wow. What?
Mike.
Well, see, they can practice, as Mr. Mellencamp once said.
Sit down, chill it out. Outside, taste free.
Thank you, John. Oh, boy.
I think if you got a thin chili, a non-viscous chili, think Skyline chili,
mm-hmm.
I think you could suck it right through that hot dog.
I think so.
And well, then you could, probably
but the,
could.
But wouldn't the meat clog it? You'd have to blend it into more of a sauce.
Non-viscous chili. You're missing the whole part of this. You need to get a thin chili.
There'd have to be a pretty big hole throughout the hot dog, too. Yeah, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still eating the hot dog over there, Greg?
Yes, great. Well, you are Mr. Nosy, aren't you?
Well, no, I couldn't help but notice it.
You offer the guy breakfast, he's going to eat it.
Okay, all right, okay.
You're right, the daytime.
That's a big breakfast for a Marine, you know that. Mm-hmm.
Besides Cheesefield, I seem to remember a Meatfield hot dog.
They did have a chili
inside the
dog. Yeah, the chili was inside the hot dog.
Oh, really?
I would imagine the hot dog lobby would step up and go, look, the hot dog is meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have it to have meat filled? That probably would be a negative.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So they pre-hollowed out hot dog with the chili inside.
That's right. Yeah.
Is that still out there?
Maybe. I remember we had them too.
Yeah, I remember having some.
Yeah.
Let's bring one of those in.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It wasn't as good as your own
but
chili.
It's less messy.
Right. And you don't have to make chili as well as hot dogs.
Oh, I see. It's less messy than a chili dog, although I can imagine young boys would take it and squeeze it and squirt their friends in the face. Hey, look at this.
The other good thing is they had an expiration date of 40 years. Never.
Well,
just leave them on the counter.
This says at the tail end of 1984, Hormel introduced the... a hot dog stuffed with Hormel chili called the Franken Stuff.
We had them as kids.
Yep.
Is it still there? Still on the market?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we will move forward here. We have coming up a little tribute, but I've got here's the, this.
Yeah,
is
they pulled the plug in 95.
Oh, okay, that's a shame. This is something familiar to all of us.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Great theme song. Really holds up, don't you think?
Yes.
It does. Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Huh? I mean, it's just perfect for that show, though, I think. I mean,
what show is it?
Star Trek.
Oh. The Ashes of Star Trek.
The original one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
The Ashes of Star Trek actress Nichelle Nichols will be shot into space on a special memorial mission.
Oh, that's nice.
Nichols, known as communications officer, Lieutenant Uhura.
Uhura, thank you.
Uhura passed away on July 30th at the age of 89.
I mean, shooting him into space, I mean, like, they're already ashes, so what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah. Well, they burned up and, well, you know what, never mind.
According to space.com, Nichols was a champion of human space flight and the recruitment of minority astronauts, but she never had the opportunity to travel into space while she was alive. Now, Celestius, a company that provides memorial space flight services, will send her cremated remains as well as DNA sample to space.
I wonder what the price point is on that.
As part of its Enterprise flight.
We had that. It's pricey, but it's obviously a portion of the ashes. It's not a lot of them.
Oh, really? It's not all of them.
I don't. Well, let me. We had the story
and hopefully
a couple years ago.
They did this for her for free as advertising.
Yeah, blasting off later this year atop United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rocket. Nichols's cremated remains will be accompanied by those of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek engineer James Scotty Doohan, and 2001: A Space Odyssey VFX wizard Douglas Trumbull, among others.
Gotcha.
Vulcan's main job, however, involves sending Pittsburgh company Astrobiotics' Peregrine lunar lander toward the moon.
Okay.
So the rocket's already going up.
Right.
So they're adding to it. Payload. I like this, the theme of this, because she was associated with space travel. I wonder if they'll do this with other people in showbiz. Like,
what do you mean?
Like June Meadows?
There you go. I was thinking of Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke. You know, take her to a cow pasture.
Oh, I thought you meant to space.
Oh, my gosh.
Because June Meadows would be sent to the moon.
Alice. It's Jane Meadows.
Oh, Jane Meadows. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get the joke.
Yeah, no, that's my fault. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out how much this costs if you want to do it. I know it's you can buy your way on board. I'll find out the fee for sending ashes to space.
We'll have Ace work on that while you concentrate on the show.
Okay, sorry.
Any interest in this, Christy, being shot into space?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No.
How do you want to be?
I'd like to be cremated, but I don't want to be shot into space.
Buried it is.
What do you want with
do with the ashes what you want. I don't care by then.
We all get some.
I will make love to them. I'll rub them on me.
Josh, oh, my God.
You're making love. I'm going to snort a little bit of Christy Lee.
Wasn't that the rumor that Keith Richards snorted his dad?
Dad, yeah.
But he didn't really.
I hope not.
Well.
Who knows?
Don't you want to get fired out of a cannon into a lake?
Not really.
All right.
What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fired out of a cannon. Wait. Not your ashes. Your body.
Your whole body.
We have to do it.
Like the burial at sea thing. We rent one of those human cannonball cannons. Yeah. Now the problem is
left, boom. I can see his body just pinwheeling through, and we make sure we play the hey!
Yeah. Fire. Yeah. So that's it. It fires and you hear.
Hey! Yeah.
One last time.
Different color.
The problem is, if it's a lake, those human cannonball things, they only shoot about 100 feet. So it's going to be pretty shallow. You're going to have to find a lake that drops down quicker.
Something's going to go wrong. It's going to skip across the shore and just flop into the water.
Kids are crying.
Yeah.
Now, I want a 21-gun salute and I'm in it.
Now we turn back to Christy Lee at the news desk. What else have we missed?
Well, Ozzy Osbourne says he swore off taking hallucinogenic acid after having a lengthy conversation with a horse. Ozzy says, I used to swallow handfuls of acid tabs at a time.
Good Lord.
The end of it came when I took 10 tabs of acid, then went for a walk in a field. I ended up standing there talking to this horse for about an hour. In the end, the horse turned around and told me to F off, and that was it for me.
It did?
Yeah, that's what he says.
So the horse was talking to him.
Sure.
Man.
Uh-oh. Well,
that's exciting.
A talking horse. Is that what Ozzy contends?
Yeah. Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course.
What a great song.
And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless
it's
the horse
the
is
Don't
the
Wake the Children
Mr.
singer.
Ed.
horse.
Greg, were you a Mr. Ed fan?
Yeah, I like Mr. Ed. Sure. Great. Good show. I liked all those old shows.
Oh, okay.
No, thanks for the review. No, I feel like I've seen it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler, so I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.